At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I am so excited to announce our new platform launched, the49ersrush.com. We've been active on Patreon for years, and we're still going to keep that community going, but the49ersrush.com has everything Patreon offers and a bunch more. You want to watch player breakdowns? Guess what? You click that. It's filtered based on players. You want to see Javon Hargrave, what he brings, some CMC tape broken down, Ayuk, Jair Brown. We've got hundreds and hundreds of tapes on. Now, you want football 101. You want to learn scheme. Guess what? We've got every single offensive, defensive, special team snap. Head over to the49ersrush.com. Sign up. Join the community. And plus, we got a 7-day free trial. So.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? I hope y'all are ready. Life is a little bit crazy right now. We've got conflicting reports out there from beat reporters on who was cut, who's not cut, who's on IR, who's on season-ending IR, and who actually made this roster. This is the 49ers. I've been saying this all week. They're last place, man, whenever it comes to reporting these things. They wait, they wait, they wait, they wait, and then they put information out there. And the whatever, it's just the cuts were supposed to be reported, and they were by 4 p.m. Eastern time, 1 p.m. Pacific time. Here we are, 1:55. They just dropped. And so I think the biggest news, and again, my source is 49ers.com. Okay. There's beat reporters are hashing it out and what's happening. 49ers.com, the official post. Maybe they made a mistake. But Elijah Mitchell seems to be placed on season-ending IR. I know Matt Barrows has reported that he's designated for return. I'm staring at the site right now. Kalia Davis is on IR to return. You have to designate those spots before the 53-man roster. So Kalia Davis, he's designated to return. Elijah Mitchell is not currently. That is crazy. You know, we've all been clamoring for, you know, Jordan Mason season, him the number two. Well, it seems like it's happening. It seems like Jordan Mason is the guy that's going to be backing up Christian McCaffrey. And Talanoa Hufanga has been activated from PUP. Today was the deadline for that, too. Do you sit Talanoa for 4 weeks? He hasn't practiced yet. And so the decision was coming down today. They chose, nope. They're activating him. He counts against the 53. He doesn't have to sit out any games. They feel confident with what he is putting out there. That is huge news. Drake Greenlaw is staying on the PUP. That's not much of a shock. He has to miss now the first four games, but doesn't count against the 53. And I think also shocking news, Ambry Thomas and John Feliciano, no IR designation whatsoever. They're just going to sit those guys on the roster and just soak up those spots, but they didn't want to use those IR return spots because you only get eight players during the season that can come off of IR or PUP. And so one of those has already been used on Kalia Davis. Another one will probably be used on Dre Greenlaw in November, December. There you go. So now you've got six IR to return spots that can take place during the season. You go back to 2022, we used all of them by like week 12. Go to last year, we were healthy during the regular season. We didn't use half the spots that we needed to use. So, man, huge news right now. This is why we're fans and figuring things out. There's so many shockers. Tight end, good Lord. Eric Saubert cut. Cameron Latu cut. Braden Willis cut. Logan Thomas cut. There are two tight ends currently on the 49ers roster. One of them, George Kittle, and the number two, Jake Tonges. Team Tonges, baby. Love that dude. Obviously, this is not the final roster. Obviously, it's not. It's never the final 53. You know, we're keep getting all these news and whatever else about who stayed and who didn't and all that stuff, but and who you're getting back on the practice squad. But man, this is great. I can't believe we have two tight ends. I thought Eric Saubert was a lock. I was 100% wrong on that one. And I thought you would keep one of the other three. But nope, Braden Willis gone, Cameron Latu gone, Eric Saubert gone. He had almost a guaranteed contract for like $2 million. They said, nope, not going to do it. Rocky Sin, cut. There was a chance he was going to be kind of cornerback three or four if Isaac Yiadom wasn't healthy, but Isaac Yiadom returned to practice. And Ambry Thomas, Kyle Shanahan just can't quit him. Why can't I quit you? Like, it's just what it is. Absolutely bonkers just with the way that this has already started. Because, goodness, there's shakeup all over the place. Patrick Taylor Jr., the running back, made this roster. The camp reports he was killing it, way ahead of Cody Schrader, who got waived. Elijah Mitchell goes to IR. So now your running back depth chart. Christian McCaffrey, Jordan Mason, Isaac Garrido probably, then Patrick Taylor Jr. Probably Patrick Taylor Jr. early on. Just because he knows this offense really, really well. Garrido will probably come on late. But, wow, Cody Schrader, hopefully you get him back on the practice squad. Breed is cut, obviously. But, yeah, I mean, this is Elijah Mitchell season-ending IR. And I'm seeing this, you know, like, oh, I'm tired of Elijah. Well, guess what? This means his contract tolls. He was in a contract year. This means if he's on season-ending IR, Elijah Mitchell will be on the 49ers next year. That's what that means. And I understand he's never healthy. That's why he's on IR. But he's been running in practice. There's been sprints. So it is absolutely crazy. Ronnie Bell made the roster. Chris Conley made the roster. I think we kept seven wide receivers. That is crazy. So wide receiver room. The 49ers used to keep five. We kept seven. Seven wide receivers made this roster. What a trip, man. You've got, obviously, you're starting three. Deebo Ayuk counts, even though he's not playing yet. Juwan Jennings. Then you got your two rookies in Pearsall and Cowing. That's five. Then you got Conley and Bell. There we go. And, yeah, Evan Anderson didn't make it. That's another one where it's just like, ah, I really, really wanted that dude to make it. He did not. Sadly, he did not make it. So you've got two tight ends. And only two offensive tackles, Colton McKivitz, Jalen Moore, obviously Trent, hoping to get that deal done soon. But nobody else made that from the tackle perspective. You cut all of your other tackles, Chris Hubbard, you cut Alicorn, you cut Sebastian Gutierrez, who played a little bit of both inside, outside, Brandon Parker, all cut, all gone. You kept your entire rookie class, though. That is huge. Tatum Bethune made the roster. Absolutely love it. Corey Robinson made the roster. Absolutely love it. Even Jared Keeks did the guard. You kept him too. So the Niners continue. I think it's about 3 years running where you kept every single one of your rookies on the initial roster. The last rookie that got cut was Tariq Castro Fields, who was a 6th round pick 3-4 years ago. I absolutely love it, man. This roster, there's some shocks for sure. Let's just go through the names quickly of the guys that are cut. Hopefully you get a lot of these back. Matt Breida, Jontre Kirkland, they were announced yesterday. Latu, Braden Willis, gone. Danny Gray, Robbie Chosen, Tanner Mordecai. Obviously, you want to get him back on that practice squad, but we kept 3 quarterbacks. We've been screaming that from the mountaintops. Keyshawn Vaughn, Presley Harvin, the backup punter, gone. That was yesterday. Lewis Kidd, gone. Samuel Womack, one of the better special teams, versatile players, had a terrible preseason in games. Not there. Jalen Graham, that one's rough. Seemed like it came down Jalen Graham or Tatum Bethune. That's probably that last linebacker spot. The ceiling play for Bethune, it's really, really high. It's really, really high. So glad that they got to keep one of those young, promising guys. But I hate to see him go. Chris Hubbard gone. Eric Saubert, probably the biggest shock of all these roster cuts. Tight end, too. You paid guaranteed money to. Golly, man. Man, shout out to Jake Todd just making this roster. Love it. Absolutely love it. Ben Bartsch cut. Nick Sakel and him were in a battle for that backup kind of utility interior offensive lineman can play all 3 spots. Ben Bartsch had a huge lead, but what Nick Sakel, Brock Purdy's former roommate, was able to put on tape in the run game, whew, this year in preseason, he belongs. The ceiling started to show. He improved his snapping ability. Yeah, he still got some major pass protection issues, but you saw that he belonged in the NFL. So, and the good news is he doesn't have to start. He might not even be the first person off the bench. We'll see how that goes. Because, again, John Feliciano not on IR at all. And so, yeah, he just had surgery and he's going to miss some time, but they're just eating that roster spot. So they're just keeping Feliciano around. So as soon as he's healthy, he can come back and play, and he can kind of be that extra role in the inside. That's huge. T.Y. McGill, terrible camp, might be back on the practice squad as one of the 6 vet guys. Trent Taylor, gone. When Pearsall came back to practice and Cowing, it was kind of done. And then, man, they kept Ronnie Bell too. That one's the one that's just like, wouldn't be shocked if they might try to trade him. I know Hardball, love that dude. Could make some sense. Logan Thomas gone. Tracy Walker, the 3rd safety, gone. Nick Williams, defensive lineman we brought in. Had some good tape but got hurt. He's gone. Rockus Sin, that's probably my 2nd biggest surprise, next to Eric Saubert, which means, you talk about corners, Ambry Thomas, he's going to be part of this team this year. That's what it is. But Darrell Luter Jr., that dude, they love him. They're keeping him, obviously. So with Ambry Thomas there, you've got your kind of 5 corners, right? You've got Charvarius Ward, D'Amador Lenore, Renardo Green, Darrell Luter Jr., Isaac Yiadom, Ambry Thomas. That's 6 corners. That's 6 of them. So impressive. And I think the 49ers could do some funky stuff with their roster. Like, you could swap out a couple players and put Ambry Thomas on IR now. You could put, him, because if you put him on IR after the 53, you don't have to designate them to return. If you put Ambry Thomas on the IR before this, you would have had to designate him to return, and that would have taken one of your 8 spots right off the bat. Now, let's say you bring one of these guys back. Let's say Eric Saubert. Hey, we're going to bring you back. That gentleman's agreement Shanahan always does. Then we move Ambry Thomas to IR. What happens is, if he doesn't get better and we don't get corner injuries, he just stays on IR the whole year. His year's done. But if you get in a rough situation and we just have no corners, well, now you could designate him to come off. You don't have to predetermine that like we did with Kalia Davis. Kalia Davis, whether he comes back this year or not, counts as one of our 8 IR to return spots. So that's huge. Corner depth on this team is just off the charts. Isaac Alarcon, International Player Pathway Program at tackle, he is waived. If no team claims Isaac Alarcon, we can get him back on the practice squad. Every NFL team gets 16 practice squads, right? So 6 of those can be vet spots. But with the International Pathway Program, the 49ers could get 17 if Alarcon's not claimed, which I doubt he will be. Did put up some good tape, but not good enough to be claimed in the NFL. So we're going to, we have our 53-man roster, and we're going to get our 16-player practice squad currently, but it's one extra with Isaac Alarcon. So essentially, we're going to have a 70-person roster. So 21 of these players will no longer play for the 49ers in any capacity, and their careers are over. And I don't want to be the type of person that's just like, oh, let's just go through these names. They're done. Screw them. No. These are humans. These are families. Dreams are being crushed today. It's one of my least favorite days ever, but it also, flip side, we've got 53 guys whose dreams came true, who are on an active roster in the NFL, some for the first time. And I think that that is valuable as well. I really, really do. Let's keep going through these names. Evan Anderson and Shaquille Brown both waived. That one, Evan Anderson might be one of the plays that we're not going to get back. You paid him a lot of money to guarantee, you know, if he makes it on our practice squad, which is a huge hope, you know, he was the highest paid undrafted free agent the Niners were able to sign, guaranteed money. He got like $280,000 fully guaranteed. So he got paid. That's awesome. You're hoping you get him back on the practice squad. I think he's probably the closest person that can be claimed, that will be claimed. He put up some good tape, just couldn't finish. Shaquille Brown had some bright spots. I'm pretty confident you can get Shaquille Brown back. We had zero guaranteed money on him. So a little bit of a gamble here. I think both those are guys you want back. A defensive tackle spot's rough. Jonathan Garvin, great camp, great preseason. He got cut. Hate to see that. But now back to defensive end depth chart. It's a mess. It is an absolute mess, right? Bosa, incredible. Floyd, incredible. Your starters are great. Yetur Gross-Matos, your three, he's week to week. They keep Yetur, obviously. They keep Robert Beal Jr. Okay, awesome. And Sam Ekwonu, who I freaking love. That dude had a great preseason, great camp, versatility. Probably one of the players where I'm just like, ugh, like pump, like Jake Tonchis and Sam Ekwonu. I'm just like, hell yeah. Those guys earned it, and it was at positions where we needed somebody to step up. Jake Tonchis, Sam Ekwonu. Those are my like two guys where I'm just like, hell yeah. That's just kind of how I feel. And yeah.
Prize Picks is America's number one daily fantasy sports app with over 5 million active members. All you do is pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. Right now, Caleb Williams, all you have to do is pick over or under Caleb Williams one passing yard every week in Sam Tipper. That's it. Every single week. And so for right now, you could combine that, again, 2 or 6 of these, you know, things that you pick more or less. Christian McCaffrey's at 88.5 rush yards week one. So you pair that with, you say he's going to rush for over that. You do more there. You do more on Caleb Williams' one pass yard. Bet $20, you win $60 on that. It's so simple right now. So download the Prize Pick app today. Use code 49ERS, that's 49ers, and get $50 instantly when you play on $5. That's code 49ers on Prize Picks for $50 instantly when you play $5. Don't have to win. As soon as you play $5, you get $50 back. You don't even need to win. So it's guaranteed. Prize Picks, run your game. Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Well, actress Katherine Heigl, who saved over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says they've done a lot of research and they've come up with the idea, you want to help dogs' health, you got to help their food. So they've decided to come together and create something called Superfood Complete. It's made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Now, I got to be honest with you, Lucy, our French bulldog, she's a picky eater. A lot of times we can't get her to eat very often. It's just the way she is. She's spoiled. It's what it is. We sprinkled just a little bit of Badlands Ranch on our old food just to kind of mix before we made the transition. That's not an issue any longer. She goes right for it. She doesn't wait. She enjoys it. The health benefits, all those different things are there just because it's healthier food. So if you want your dog To experience these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/49ers. That's BadLands Ranch.com/49ers. Get 50% off your regular priced order and a 90-day money-back guarantee. BadlandsRanch.com/49ers and get your dog that food today.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The 49ers Rush platform is looking for sponsors for the 2024 49ers season. Help out as podcast, and we have rates as low as $75 starting just so you can advertise with us. We have over 100,000 social media subscribers and average well over 20,000 views/listens per episode. So get on with the faithful and get your product out there. Reach out to us at 49ersRushPodcast@gmail.com and get started today. Did Robert Beal Jr. have a good preseason? He didn't at all. He was not good. But you got nobody else behind him. Nobody else. So Sam Ekwonu made it. Way to go, Sam Ekwonu. Sebastian Gutierrez cut. Jared Kingston, was I wrong? Did I misspeak earlier? Yes. The 49ers did not keep all of their draft picks. I was wrong. Jared Kingston was cut. I apologize for that. I'm sure I'll get a terrible review on iTunes. Well deserved for misspeaking, and I apologize. Hopefully you get him back. We'll see. I hate that he got cut. Man, that bothers me. But a lot of guard depth. We did not keep Schrader, Coach. The chat is popping. I really appreciate you guys. I'm gonna try to get as much as I can, but that chat is, it's just streaming. Currently it says we've got like 1,100 people watching, and I appreciate you guys. Get your questions in there. Tag me if you want to, if you want me to see it. Schrader's a rookie, but he's an undrafted free agent rookie, so that's why I didn't include him in that. But, yeah, Jared Kingston, he's cut. Chase Lucas, the slot corner, special teams cut. Jalen Mahoney, by far one of my favorites on the undrafted free agent track. I really, really hope we get him back. He is awesome. I really, really do like that dude. Safety, special teams. He had a hell of a preseason, a hell of a training camp. Tay Martin, cut. Might be able to bring him back. Huge special teamers, practice team guy. Can play all three positions. Niners like the way he practices. Drake Nugent, another guy. You know, undrafted free agent. Hopefully you get him back. Develop him for center. Mason Plyne. I like Mason Plyne big time. But he was just so far away. He got three snaps the entire preseason. So, you know, that's not there. it's not really what you want to see. So, you know, that hurts. But I think Mason Plyne, you can get him back. He's still a year out. And I know there's a huge Mason Plyne hive. I don't know where they came from, but I love it. He's huge. He's great in the passing game. He just got to learn more football. And so he's just developmental guy. And so glad that, you know, he showed what he showed. I doubt he gets claimed. And the Niners didn't really want him to be shown a lot. They pulled him from the huddle twice in the preseason trying to, you know, just sneak him by. This is one of the sneaky ones. So I think they want him on the practice squad. Cody Schrader, we talked about. Brandon Parker, we talked about. Man, this is, you know, when we're fans and we love the team. I'm a fan, right? I try to show my bias all the time. I love this roster. There are some just like, man, the Niners are not done. Not even close. There are probably going to be four or five transactions for the 49ers tomorrow. And so what happens is every single team sits down and they make their list. And there's two separate lists, okay? There are the players that have been waived and the players that have been released. This is an important distinction, and I want to go through these names individually. It's not the longest list. Players that have been released. These are free agents, essentially. They can go with any team they want. They don't get claimed. A team doesn't say, hey, you're going to be on our team now. We're going to put you on it. That's not how it works. These players are 4+ years vetted NFL vets, right? So they have been vetted into the system, and they have 4 accrued seasons. Ben Bartsch, Robbie Chosen, Chris Hubbard, T.Y. McGill, Brandon Parker, Eric Saubert, Trent Taylor, Logan Thomas, Tracy Walker, Nick Williams, Rocky Sin. Those players pick wherever they want to go. So the Panthers, for instance, could call up, let's use Eric Saubert. Hey, Eric Saubert, we want you on our roster. He could say, no, I'm not interested. I'm going back to the 49ers. If that gentleman's deal is in place, those are the names that control their own destiny. They pick, kind of like a free agent. They got to renegotiate a contract and all those things. Those that completely release their contract is tore up, and they get to negotiate with whomever wants them on their team, and they can say yes or no. The other players, which there's about 25 of them, that do not have 4 years of NFL experience, accrued seasons, they are waived. This reverts back to the NFL draft order. Now, not so much the trades and stuff, but like the Carolina Panthers, who should have had the first round pick, but they have a terrible GM. Terrible owner, they get first claim. So what happens is all these other players, you know, Evan Anderson, Alex Barrett, Shaquille Brown, Danny Gray, Jared Kingston, Cameron Latu, all those guys, have 4 or less years experience. Each NFL team says, these are the list of guys that we want. Now, here's where it gets even more weird, because teams can claim as many guys as they want. If the Carolina Panthers first pick overall claim 10 players, like they make a list of 10, they get all 10. It doesn't rotate like the draft where you get one. Okay, number 2 gets one. Okay, number 3 gets one. Mind you, the 49ers are 31st. So 30 NFL teams get to put their waivers in before the 49ers. And all 30 of those teams can get all the players that they want. Now, usually 1, 2, maybe 3 waivers per team is usually what happens, because again, any player that you successfully claim on waivers, you have to have a player that is immediately kicked out. So you submit it, and you fantasy football people, you guys know what this is. It's the same way where you have like your 6 waivers and you're like, okay, let's say the Panthers want to claim Evan Anderson, Alex Barrett, Shaquille Brown. Okay. Just for whatever reason, I'm just using an example. They have to list 3 corresponding players that they want to lose if those claims go through. But let's say the Carolina Panthers only want, they're going to put it, now this might work for, let's use a team that's maybe not picking first, Arizona Cardinals, okay? The Cardinals, their waiver's really, really high, but they don't know what's going to happen. So they could submit 8 waiver priorities. We want 8 of these players, but we're only willing to lose 2 spots. Does that make sense? So they'll have a list of 8 players, but they only want to lose 2 of their roster guys. So they'll have to attach these 2 players we are okay losing, player A, player B, for all 8 of those. And once those 8 or those 2 are gone, then they're done. That's got to happen for 30 teams before it gets to the 49ers. So claiming young guys, probably not a realistic expectation for the 49ers roster transition moving forward. But let's scroll back up to the players that were released, right? The Ben Bartsches, the Robbie Chosen, these vets with 4+ years. That is where the 49ers are going to be able to have their pick and choose. not because they have the most money in salary cap. They do. Obviously, they're working on Trent Williams and Brandon Ayuk. But if you're a vet, what do you want to do? You want to be on a team that competes. Well, the 49ers do that as much, if not more, than everybody else out there, not named the Chiefs, right? So they're going to have a draw there. Young players, probably not. You might be able to successfully. The 49ers will probably submit like 20 to 30 waiver claims, but they'll be gone before team 15 is up. They're picking 31st, so it's different. And remember, this is one that's always kind of weird. Each team above you gets all of their waivers claimed before it goes on to you. So that's 30 teams. So not a lot of young players probably, but some of those vet guys. And I guarantee you there is a couple handshake deals with 49ers players that were just cut. Rocky Sin, Nick Williams, Tracy Walker, Logan Thomas, Trent Taylor, Eric Saubert, Brandon Parker, T.Y. McGill, Chris Hubbard, Robbie Chosen, Bid Parch. I guarantee you at least two of those guys are coming back, and we'll know that on Wednesday. That's when that's going to go through. So this is a trip, man. What a great freaking time. Now I'm constantly refreshing the feed just to make sure, you know, any new information and whatever else comes across. I'm not seeing really anything new. The 49ers are putting out some PR stuff with pictures and whatever else, but nothing too official with really anything, to be honest with you, which is really, really nice. Now, let me go through and highlight some of these questions, all this stuff. Now, if you're betting this year, you know what to do, guys. We always post our bets. We've got a really good track record. Come with us. We are back, baby. Year six with my bookie. I love these guys. There's being a fan and enjoying your team playing, but whenever you're invested in it and you've got money on the line, it's so much more enjoyable. The highs are higher. Yeah, sometimes the lows are lower, but it's totally worth it. Trust me. And once you start, it's kind of hard to stop, but just always manage your own bets. Make sure you don't go too far with anything and consider this entertainment. But we're going to guide your hand. We help you here at the 49ers Rush. We post all of our bets and what we do every single week with the Niners over on our Patreon and the 49ersrush.com. We got you. And my favorite thing about MyBookie, there's several. Easy to get money in and out. Don't have to download an app. Whatever it is you want to bet, this player, that many carries, under carries, spread, parlays, all that stuff, it's easy. All you got to do is go to mybookie.ag, use promo code 49ERS, or just use this QR code next to me if you're watching. Use promo code 49ers, and guess what? You get a $1,000 bonus all the way up to that on your first deposit. It's incredible. All you got to do is use 49ERS. It helps the show. And trust me, you're going to have a good time. And with college football season, you can bet on that if you want to. Last year, they had some of the best odds for Michigan to win the national championship. 10 times return if you bet Michigan to win the national championship before the season started. They've got all that stuff set up there again for college football, NFL, you name it. Never miss out on the action again. Bet anything, anywhere, anytime, only with MyBookie. Absolutely love it. Let's highlight some of these players that made the roster that are just beyond deserved. One, okay, let's go through the roster. Let's look at it. We kept three quarterbacks, okay? Brock Purdy, Dobbs, and Allen. There was never really an opportunity for the 49ers to cut down to two. And I know that people in my profession, is that the right thing to say? Totally can get wrapped up in who's the quarterback two, who's the quarterback three. That doesn't really matter. I actually don't even think that that is a conversation that the 49ers are really concerned about whatsoever. And a lot of times they rotate, you know, a lot of their guys on the every day in practice. Twos and threes don't really matter. It's kind of where they are. What's up, Grand A? Glad to see you, man. He says, hit that like button. Yeah, if you guys, this is your first time joining us, hit that subscribe, like button. It helps us out. We go live every single day, pretty much the entire season, and we're here. And if you've never come out to one of our Rush road trips, we go to almost all the away games, throw parties, 49ers Rush road trip. Go check that out. So those are your quarterbacks. Running backs. Oh, this is crazy. I cannot believe Elijah Mitchell went on season-ending IR. That is crazy. Now, I understand he's always hurt, and the jokes kind of write themselves. But Elijah Mitchell is a very star quality player. Now, that Isaac Arendo trade definitely helped with that, because you look at your depth chart, Christian McCaffrey, Jordan Mason, Patrick Taylor Jr. would be your number three. I know Isaac Arendo probably will surpass him eventually, but this Isaac Arendo's played like three practice, like training camp practices. That's it. So we'll see. Running back is really easy to kind of get the hang of and to kind of jump into there, but it's crazy. I don't think anybody had Elijah Mitchell on season-ending IR. That is a shock. And to have, you know, Mason as your RB2, good Lord, if you guys are in, you know, dynasty leagues or whatever, go grab Jordan Mason right this second. Whether you have CMC or not, Jordan Mason, go get him. Because God forbid, if Christian McCaffrey does get hurt, Mason's going to be that guy. And we've seen what can happen. Any running back in a Shanahan scheme, doesn't matter who they are, you go all the way back to Alfred Morris, Steve Slayton, yeah, I mean, the names, it doesn't matter. And this team, it's going to be good. So anyway, you take that for what you will. But yeah, Patrick Taylor made it. Trent Taylor didn't. Patrick Taylor Jr. did. And again, you know, I went to so many of those training camp practices. The first like 5 or 6 days, it was like, who is 32? Like you'd hear people, who's 32? Because he just looked the spot. Great in the pass game, great on special teams, you know, had some good speed. Patrick Taylor Jr., I'm telling you, like, he runs the scheme well. He's kind of your all-purpose back that can do a little bit of everything, jack-of-all-trades type of a guy. They're going to trust him early. Yeah. Isaac Arendo, we'll see. And now he just gets to look. Isaac, you're going to be our kickoff returner. That's your role. And we're just going to go through practice, and you're going to learn as you learn. You don't have any pressure on you whatsoever. You're a kick returner only. That's an awesome spot to be in for the rookie, Isaac Guerrero, where he doesn't have pressure on him to fight and earn those snaps. And I understand we can talk about Ty Davis Price. We can talk about Trey Sermon. We talk about Joe Williams. We talk about all these guys that we drafted at the running back spot that were not good. But, man, Isaac Guerrero, if he could just win that spot on special teams and just do that, that's huge. Yeah. And Schrader, yeah, Schrader got released, but I know they want him back. He just looked too stinking good. Kyle Juszczyk, obviously, took the pay cut. He's going to be here this year, next year. Wide receivers. Oh, let's do this. Top to bottom, baby. Debo, Ronnie Bell, man. Woo! Just going off the numbers here. That's how I have it sorted, their jersey numbers. So Debo, Ronnie Bell, I would not be shocked if Ronnie Bell is one of the, if we claim somebody, a number two tight end or whatever, if Ronnie Bell then gets waived. This just got some of that Shanahan smell of fishiness on there, where he kind of does some of those shenanigans. You know, we say this, Kyle Shanahan operates within the gray whenever it comes to NFL roster ethics. And I think Ronnie Bell made this roster. Props to him. And I kept screaming all the time, because in training camp, he comes down with every single contested catch. He has no drops. He plays all three wide receiver spots. He gets the most snaps in team because he goes with the ones, twos, and threes since Ayuk's not there. He plays X with the ones. He plays slots with the two. He plays the Z with the threes. Like, he does it all, plus punt returner, plus kick returner. You put him out there in front of the lights of the preseason game, and the dude's a different person. The mentality, the body language would say it's just too much pressure for him to handle. Now, the 49ers seem to say that's not worth losing this guy. You see it every day in practice. You see it all the time. And whenever I coach, like, we had these guys, practice warriors. That's what we call them. You show up game time, you turn those Friday night lights on, a person disappear. And that's kind of who Ronnie Bell's been. But he's shown you so much positives in practice consistently. You know that you can go get it. And so I think the Niners are okay with what it is. I do think that he might be one of the very first transactions and then move him, just trying to stash this dude. And again, I love this, Slick. Ronnie Bell's blocking. That dude is a beast out there. The energy. He's just like a little Tasmanian devil every single time whenever it comes to blocking. Like, everybody pays attention to the routes and the catches, and that's a part of it, but it's not just that. And yeah, Steven, what's up? He says, Kyle didn't want Ronnie to end up a Charger. I guarantee you there were talks, and they were close, and I think, you know, the Chargers are like, well, let's just wait and see. We might be able to get them for free. Wrong. Right here, Jameis said, he says, how did tight end Eric Saubert not make this team? The only thing I can say, this is conjecture and speculation. I have no inside sources. I never want them. That this is the gentleman's agreement. That you cut them, and then you bring them back afterwards. And so a couple players will be moved to IR, probably Ambry Thomas. And that would be that tight end Saubert comes back. But maybe not. That's just me guessing. So sticking with the wide receivers, Debo, Ronnie Bell, Brandon Ayuk is on our 53-man roster. Ricky Pearsall, Juwan Jennings, Chris Conley, totally earned. Chris Conley just embodies what it means to be a pro. You talk about special teams, check. Plays all three wide receiver spots, check, check, check. Blocks incredibly well, check. Does it when it matters most, check. Super Bowl, you know, the divisional game, dude just shows up. He's been in this moment. He's been a part of a lot of different situations, and I just love it. Ed, appreciate you, man. He says, well, we kept Conley for a receiver, so Bell for blocking makes sense. Yeah, Jacob Cowie made it. That was never really a question. The fact that they sent him to the podium yesterday's practice, it was just like, all right, there we go.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Conley, very smart. Yeah, very, very smart. He gets it. He knows everything that's going on. Those are all of the, those are all of the wide receivers, right? Real quick, I'm just constantly refreshing. If there's any new news, I want to make sure you guys, we're not waiting on that. Just updating you with things across the NFL, not seeing any more 49ers news at all. Not really seeing anything. So, I'll keep going back and, you know, making sure we keep those. I don't want you guys missing those. So let's go to our tight ends. This is going to be a short one. George Kittle, Jake Todgis, end of list. It's almost comical. And I want to take a second. Shout out to my man, Lee Gowland, Flackers, president of the UK Faithful Chapter. Just amazing human, good friend. I thought about him. You know, Samuel Womack didn't make this roster. I'm a big Womack fan. What he does on special teams, I think, is huge. Didn't have the best preseason. But our man, Lee Gowland here, if you guys remember back, he was the one that announced the pick on stage at the NFL draft, the Samuel Womack pick. And so, obviously, Lee and, you know, Sam's always going to be kind of tied to that. But I just want to say love you, brother. And, yeah, I kind of thought about you. Yeah, that one hurt. That one hurt, but you got to stick with it. David Shanahan loves meritocracy, and Jake Todgis earned it. He was at the back end of the roster day one of training camp. Latu was ahead of him. Logan Thomas was ahead of him. You had Eric Saubert was ahead of him. Braden Willis was ahead. All these guys were ahead of Jake Todgis. He said, get that out of here. And just constantly just played and played. And look at this, Portola. Todgis from Los Gatos. That's right. Right up the road. Played on his son's AAU basketball team. Yeah, Los Gatos, just right north, south of Santa Clara, local dude, and just freaking awesome, man. Really, just appreciate what this guy does. And it, whenever guys like this make the roster, the meritocracy thing, not that players are, how do I say this? And again, I've been part of locker rooms and roster cuts and all that. Obviously, a very different level. Texas high school football is huge, but nowhere near the NFL. I mean, we had, my last year I was at Duncanville, I think we had like 370 football players on our teams, JV, all the JVs, freshman, varsity, whatever. Like, you see those things. And whenever guys get rewarded that earned it, like a Jake Tonjes over a Cameron Lawto, not that the Niners are happy, not that Niners players are happy that Cameron Lawto didn't make it. That's not what I'm saying at all. But the energy, the feel, whenever you see that Jake Tonjes made it, is just like, like, yes. And I guarantee, not that they're celebrating that Lawto didn't, but whenever you see that hard work and consistency pays off over draft position, over guaranteed money, that permeates culture. That creates culture. And the 49ers have that. And the tight end room, above all things, like, it's just freaking awesome. I really do like the way that it just sets up, and it just continues to kind of just steamroll and build. We want guys that earn it. That's what we want. And so do the 49ers do that all the time? No. No, they don't. And, you know, there might be a couple on here, like Ambry Thomas. Rocky Asin was 1,000 times better than Ambry Thomas every single day in practice. Not just one day, not just one game, every single day he was. So, you know, again, I like nuanced takes. And I do believe the Niners are probably better at this than a lot of teams. But let's not forget, there are some on there that's just kind of like, ugh. Not good. But appreciate you guys. Oh, what's up, sis? We got Vicky Morgan in the house. Appreciate the super chat. She says, some of us are celebrating that Tonjes' hard work made it over Latu's lack of work. I think that's very well said. And the problem, and a lot of people were like, oh, Latu's amazing, and look at the plays he made, because he had those catches. But you look at the other plays, dude's clueless. He doesn't know which way the run game is going half the time. Like, he's making mistakes that you would expect Mason Plyne to make consistently. Yeah, he can catch the ball, and I think the Niners would like to get him back. I don't think they will. If I'm Cameron Lawto, I'm not coming back to the 49ers. I'm going somewhere else that doesn't put a priority on blocking. That's just not his thing. Go to a zone team, or, you know, a team that does, like, you know, a Chiefs team. Go to a Chiefs team that just, hey, you're a tight end, you ain't got to block. We're not going to make you do that. That's where he should go. So, yeah, take that for what you will. Appreciate your comment, Vicky. Thank you so much. and so, all right, let's go to offensive line. John Feliciano made this roster, not on IR. Little bit of a shock. I don't think that we're going to see him in the first couple weeks. That's crazy to me. Nick Sakel, man, job well earned. Jake Brindle, yeah, he's been the guy. Aaron Banks, been the guy. Colton McKivitz. Yeah, I get it. Spencer Burford fought through his injury, came back. Jalen Moore, you know, he's the starter right now, but that's, you know, Trent's going to be there. At least I hope so. Ugh. Trent's going to be there. And Dominique Pooney, the rookie. Jared Kingston didn't make it. I didn't think any of the other tackles had a chance just because they had such poor tape. It was really bad tape. It really, really was. And so we'll see. Hopefully you get Jared Kingston back on to the practice squad. That would be, oh, that would be huge. That would be monumental. Now, for those of you that want to go to the week 3 game, we're giving away 2 49ers versus Rams tickets. This is down in SoFi, Levi South, section 236 with peak tailgate pass tickets. Entries are $20 a piece or 3 entries for $50. You just go to the 49ersrush.com/Rams. All proceeds go to a good friend, Gabe, son, got diagnosed with leukemia, 2 years old. Absolutely horrifying. Little man's going to beat it, though. He's a stud. We're just helping them out financially with whatever we can. So all proceeds go to that. This is about a $1,200, $1,300 package of tickets with the tailgate pass. And so if you want to do that, just head over there, the49ersrush.com/Rams. Goes to a good cause, and go see an awesome game. You can see the 49ers play against the Rams. That's always a good time. Obviously, always a good time. Now, let's see here. I want to go to just trying to update all my stuff here for the defense. Boop, 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 boop. Here we go. Defensive line. Let's talk to them. But before we do, just refreshing and just making sure no new news is coming out. I'm not really seeing anything, so I think we're safe. That's good news. Okay, so we're still good there. Defensive line. Robert Beal Jr., fifth round pick last year, got the most snaps of everybody during preseason and grew. He improved week one to week two, improved week two to week three, improved. It's just, man, he missed that entire training camp last year. Hopefully he can continue to grow. Leonard Floyd, obviously. Kevin Givens, love that dude, man. He's been with us since 2019. Isn't that crazy? Kevin Givens has been on the Niners for as long as Bosa and Debo. Doesn't get the attention he deserves. Love that dude. Love the way he plays. Sam Ekwonu. Love me some Sam Ekwonu. And he's probably going to be your Bravo group defensive end. So your starters, Bosa and Leonard Floyd, that's not up for debate. But when the second team or the Bravo D-line group goes out there, you're looking at Sam Ekwonu, Kevin Givens, Jordan Elliott, Yetur Gross-Matos. Not bad. That's not a bad Bravo group. It's not great, but it sure ain't bad. Like, that is a solid eight that you are dealing with. Then you've got Robert Beal. He's kind of your situational pass rusher, maybe. And, yeah, so that's what's out there. And then you got your two starting defensive tackles, Javon Hargrave, Malik Collins, Nick Bosa. Not a bad unit at all. I thought they'd keep eight. They kept nine. And I'm not upset about that at all. We need the depth there. We need the debt there. Yeah, Vicky right here. The Road Rush will not be having a tailgate at SoFi. I'm not going to that one. We're doing a private, just 49ers Rush Road team getting together here in the Bay Area. Just us at one of our houses to be together and kind of build for the season before everything goes. David says, where is Josh? 49ers faithful. Looking forward to Thursday with Aunt John. Oh, man. More bad news. I have to fly out of town tomorrow, and they changed my flight last minute, and I tried to get it reverted, and I couldn't. So I'm going to be going live early in the morning, but Ant's not going to be with me. So I do apologize about that. That will return next week, but I've got to go out of town. So that's what it is. So that's defensive line. Really, really like that group. Linebackers, Curtis Robinson. Like, yes. Again, another one of those guys that just, man, earned it. Did every single thing that he needed to do to get to this spot. Earned it. Got offered a job by the Titans last year. On their 53, it said, nope, I'm where I'm supposed to be. How cool is that? Now he gets rewarded, makes the 53-man roster, was just lights out on special teams, was just lights out. From the Mike spot, from the Sam spot, 36. Oh, and I'll be honest with you. If I had my way, Fred Warner's number one. Then you've got Devondre Campbell, number two. My number three linebacker spot week one would be Curtis Robinson. That's who I would put out there. I think he's the most consistent, and I think he's earned it. Now, it's probably going to be DFF who made this roster. Guaranteed contract. I get all that. One of the players, he definitely did not show that he belonged. Terrible training camp, terrible preseason, terrible, terrible, terrible. He can cover and he can play special teams. Blood Moon, Flanagan fouls. No, not that I want to get rid of him, but it's just like, dude, that is a special teams player only, or you're playing a heavy passing team only. Can't play the run. Just can't play the run. But you also kept Tatum Bethune and D. Winters. Now, D. Winters, he's in competition for that number three linebacker spot, but and I would not be upset if he got it. His ceiling is higher than everybody on this not named Fred Warner. Like, his ceiling is, it's up there. I mean, Devondre Campbell had an all-pro year, and I think he's still a stud. But D. Winters, with his physical traits and that speed, he could be Dre Greenlaw. I mean, they're built the exact same. He's faster. Anyway, so Curtis Robinson, DFF, Tatum Bethune, D. Winters, Fred Warner, Devondre Campbell. I am curious to see how that number three linebacker job goes. I really hope it goes to D. Winters or Curtis Samuel. I really, really do. And I think Tatum Bethune might be one of those just inactive guys. Just going to take time. Maybe not, though, because of special teams. But we'll deal with that when we get there. Right here, David, he says, John, is Yotam healthy again? He practiced fully yesterday, but let me take that back. He practiced yesterday, but no team stuff. He went through individual, and so usually that's the way the Niners do it. They bring everybody back slowly. They've learned their lesson in rushing players back. And so, yeah, Isaac Yotam's healthy. And again, probably your number three corner week one. He's probably going to be out there with Demo and Charvarius Ward. Kick Demo inside on nickel. That's what the Niners want. That's how they started training camp. That's how where Isaac Yotam was every single day of training camp till he got hurt. But now he's back. Renardo Green might have something to say about that. But yeah, yeah. Whatever it is, competition next 2 weeks. Let's see it. Let's see it. Right here. Logan, by the way, Renardo Green making this roster is awesome. Second round pick. It wasn't really in doubt, but man, he has earned that spot. There is no doubt about it. Renardo Green is a player. It's just how soon are we going to see him? Do the 49ers keep going with their, you know, whole whatever, where we're just like redshirt everybody, no matter what, that's just the way it is. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. But I kind of want to see him out there. So let's stick with it. Let's talk corners. The Niners released a graphic and it's 100% incorrect. I freaking love it. They have the only corner on their roster. There you go. They corrected it. Here are your corners. Charvarius Ward, Ambry Thomas. Can't believe he's where he is. Can't believe that. Ambry Thomas, Isaac Yotam, Daryl Luter Jr., Renardo Green, Diamador Lenore. Whew. Man, strong corner group. Strong. You kept five. And Ambry Thomas is a little weird. Again, Rocky Sin might be one of those handshake agreements. I think we might see him back. I don't know. Because you can't release Ambry Thomas. He's not a vested vet. He's not vested. Yotam is, but you paid him so much guaranteed. Luter isn't. Renardo Green isn't. So I think we're going to get, in my guess, okay, I think you're getting Eric Saubert, and I think you're getting Rakyasin back. I think you're getting both those guys back. Ambry Thomas, I think, will go on IR. Victoria, she says, thoughts on activating Huff for the 53. I was getting scared, and the 49ers could have kept him on PUP and then kept another player, but this is just how important Huff is. If Huff could play at 90%, he's better than any other safety we have. I truly believe that. Jair Brown could be that guy. Huff has been that guy. Jair Brown's great. They want both those guys out there. So I do like that. He might not even be ready to go week one, but now you don't have to rush it, but you can still take your time. Sit him week one and two. He comes out week three, first divisional game. That's probably what my trajectory would be. Now, Talanoa Hufanga, you remember the offseason. Matt Maioka asked him, when are you coming back? He said, my goal is not to be back for training camp. My goal is to be back for week one. But for me, we've got Jets week one. We've got Vikings week two. First divisional game week three. That's where, we run the West championship t-shirt. Shout out to my man JP for hooking me up with the shirt. But division is where everything starts. That's, you win your division, everything else, every goal you have can be achieved. So, Hufanga wants to play week one. All players want to play. But, man, yeah, you got Jets week one. It's not even a conference game. And then you've got the Vikings week two, which, man, let's talk about it. If you're going to Minnesota, this is going to be our first big rush road trip of the year. We rented out Crave Rooftop downtown. It's 300 plus people, 49ers party. Get your tickets at 49ersrushroadtrip.com. Go check it out. We've got an awesome tailgate right next to the stadium. Going to be an absolute blast. And if you have never been to one of our rush road trips, oh my gosh, here's what you're missing out on.
Going to 49ers games is awesome. But what's even better than that is going to 49ers games with the faithful, joining the community. And we got you covered. The 49ers Rush Road Trip is going into its fourth year of bringing the faithful together. Night before parties, tailgates the day of. We got you covered. Go get your tickets at 49ersrushroadtrip.com.
Got. Yes, I love it. I love it. Hopefully you guys come party with us. We got to rent out these venues and stuff, so just get your tickets. They're going to sell out. Last year, our Vikings tailgate and night before event sold out. We're expecting the same. So if you're going, you know anybody that's going, just tell them, hey, man, 49ersrushroadtrip.com. Check it out. We'll take care of you. Check out my man, Lee. Rush Road Trip tailgates are the best. Man, you're the freaking, you're the man. You're the man. Now, let's finish this up with, obviously, your specialist, Jake Moody, Mitch Wisnowski, Tabor Pepper, kept those three guys. Makes a lot of sense. So there we go. So that's the roster. Absolute, man. It just waiting. I felt like I was in purgatory all morning because I'm just waiting. Okay, here's one person. Who's the next person? And then you just get this massive dump. Like, just everybody's released. And it's just like, oh, this is our team. Let's get to a couple questions real quick. Jason, how did Nugent and Kingston not make the 53? They're not ready now. Both of these guys are developmental upside plays that talent limits them. I'm just going to be honest. Drake Nugent, he can fit in our system, and his career trajectory is Jake Brendel. Probably never going to be a pro bowler, probably never going to be an all pro, but he could be a starting center in this league. He just has to learn. He has to get reps. He has to get all those things. And he's going to be able to do that on the practice squad. Drake Nugent, you know, yeah. Let me do this. I'm going to give you just some of my most important practice squad players. Okay. It's not really what you asked for, but it's what we're going to do. and just kind of looking at, you know, who I want back, okay, practice squad wide. Now, Rocky Sin and Eric Saubert, I expect back on our 53-man roster. We'll see how accurate I am with that. I fully expect those guys not to be on the practice squad after a couple transactions, IR, whatever. I think Eric Saubert and Rocky Sin come back to the 49ers 53. But practice squad, long-term development. Okay. Tanner Mordecai, I want really, really bad. Jalen Graham, I want. Going down, Evan Anderson, he might be number one on my list. Overall, number one. Jared Kingston. Jalen Mahoney would be number two on my list. But that's five total. Mason Plyne, Cody Schrader. There, and Drake Nugent. Those eight right there, those are where I'm just like, these are my guys, my first calls, because all of them have long-term potential to be players in this league. They all have that. Their scheme fits, and they have proved that they are that they belong. They're just not there yet, right? So those are my farm system guys. Evan Anderson, one. Jalen Mahoney would be two. Those two. I love Jalen Mahoney. That dude just plays so dang well. So well. What's up, 49ers? Appreciate you guys, man. Oh, look at this. Big Frank. He says, I got five tickets to Minneapolis. That's what's up, man. We're going to have a good time. And yeah, that's my birthday. So September 14th, that's a night before party. Super excited just to spend it with you guys. Love my job. Very, very, very lucky. 49ers versus Sam Darnold. Yeah, that's going to be... Oh, I'm pissed because last year we were in Minnesota and we had such a great time, but we lost that damn game and it was a frustrating game. It was so frustrating. So I want to go back and just show this is who the 49ers are, right? Like, I'm petty. We didn't do what we were supposed to do last year. It wasn't there. So, yeah, we're going to get there. We're going to get there this year, and I like that. So, that's awesome. I appreciate that. Appreciate that. Look at this. JR Ambry has got some dirt on Kyle. I think he has to, man. Ugh. And there are some studs out there. Bobby T says, you know, the Titans just released Caleb Farley. Should he be somebody we could get? Caleb Farley is a stud. I love that dude. I had a first-round grade on him, a high first-round grade on him. It just was back injuries and all that stuff. He's a damn good corner. It's just he is so injured. If you don't like Elijah Mitchell, you're not going to like Caleb Farley. If you don't like, he's a stud cover guy. Just injuries are an issue. And we make our corners play a very physical, high physical brand of football. I don't think that's a good fit for him. A lot of teams don't care if you tackle as a corner. Yeah, I'm staying away from that one. But yeah, Aaron, right here, he was my number three player. Now, I had a medical tag on him. I don't get those, you know, whatever. I don't get those. I don't get the physicals that they do at the combine and all that stuff, the med checks. But, you know, we knew he was going to be injured. But, man, his tape was so good. So good. Now, what was bad, Lee, last season's draft. Man, you are not lying. Let me jump to this real quick. I'm doing this the wrong way. If we look at the 2023 draft of the 49ers, this is going to be bad. Jair Brown, who we traded up for, home run pick in the third round. Incredible. Jake Moody, he's Jake Moody. No comment. I'm just here so I won't get fined. Cameron Latu's gone. Terrible pick at the time. I hated it. Anyway, that's done. Darrell Luter Jr., still with us. Robert Bill, still with us. None of them have really increased their stock. They're still back into the roster, guys. Both of them missed training camp last year. But, yeah, we'll see. D Winners, looking like the second best pick of this draft. Jalen Graham gone. Braden Willis gone. Ronnie Bell still here. So we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We still got 6 of them. Some teams only get 6 picks. So I don't know. Initially, I'm going to come out and say this. I don't think this is a bad draft. You have to factor into the equation. You didn't have a first or second round pick, and your third round pick was late. You had to trade up to get to the middle of the third. I don't know, man. I might be Willis, no. Bell, no. Graham, no. But D Winners, they love Darrell Luter. Robert Bill, we'll see. But Jair Brown. I don't know. I don't think that this is a terrible draft whenever you add the context. It's not good. It's not good. But it's not as bad as it was. It's not as bad as it was. And yeah, Gingy, I'm with you here. I figured Graham and Bell would be reversed. I didn't think Roddy would make it. I didn't think they cut Graham. My problem was whenever I was at practices, Graham was on the sideline way too much. He just was not given the opportunity to get out there. Like you would. So like the way they do it is like, all right, one's out there, they get their reps. Two's out there, they get their reps. Three's out there. He was only out there half the time with the threes. He just wasn't getting snaps. And I didn't like it. I thought he was great at special teams, but his pass drops were substantial. His run fits, he missed a lot of times. And so Jalen Graham is a huge splash player that, you know, you see some of those plays and you're just like, yeah. But he also made splash plays for the other team. And I think that's kind of what cost him the negative. How do you say this? He just didn't fulfill his run lanes consistently. A lot of, what do they call them? MAs, missed assignments. That's the Niners language, the coaching staff. Too many MAs, missed assignment. You've got to fill this gap. And he would kind of over pursue a lot of times. So hopefully we get him back. We'll see here, right here. Rick, he says, Keith Ishmael and Leroy Watson got waived. Leroy Watson, I would claim. UTSA, the Roadrunners, he was with us for 3 years. I would love to bring him in, offensive tackle. Keith Ishmael, he's a center. I think we're good at center. I'm not too concerned there. If Feliciano's back, you've got Brindle, you've got Nick Sakell, and you're going to elevate a center too. So, like, let's say you get Drake Nugent on your practice squad. Until John Feliciano's back, you could elevate him. So you have three centers dressed. It's pretty typical. And so, yeah, you'd make one of your guards or something just not be activated that game, and you would promote not Keith Ishmael, but I doubt they bring Ishmael back. And yeah, I do want Graham back on the practice squad. So yeah, 100%. But guys, this has been fun. Man, the 49ers 53-man roster is set. Not going to stay that way, but we know who our guys are. We know who the coach is like. We know the pecking order. The next 48 hours are going to be practice squad, trades, and IR moves. Okay, so all the guys we lost today, we're going to get back probably 18 of them. That's my guess. 16 on practice squad, one international player pathway program, and then one or two IR guys leaving and bringing back some of those older vets, Eric Sauber, Rocky Sin. But we'll see how that goes. You guys are incredible. Can't say thanks enough. Can't believe this is my job. This is like episode 1100 something. I can't say thanks enough. Y'all are absolutely incredible. Hit that subscribe button. And we'll see you tomorrow morning, bright and early. I got a super early show before I get to the airport, and I'm going to outline some more stuff around the NFL and all different stuff as it pertains to the 49ers. So until next time, y'all are the best. Stay strong, faithful.
Want to say thanks for supporting today's show. And to take us out, we're going to go to a new song from Key Man. You know what it is.
The quest don't stop. 49 and faithful when the rest gon' fly. Riding for the team that we love on God. We gon' lift them up till they up on time.
Till we up on time.
Running plays since 46. Keys on to the stick, we've been in the mix. Take it to the zone, we've been striking gold. That 49 away, winning Super Bowls. So many legends, check the Hall of Fame.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
American Giant makes great clothing. T-shirts, jeans, and more right here in the U.S., creating jobs in towns and cities across the country. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save. Like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.